Unit for semantic segmentation. The unit is a popular architecture originally developed for segmenting microscopic images, but which continues to be widely used both within and outside the medical domain. Unit has a symmetric U-shaped architecture in which a descending encoder portion downsamples the image and produces increasingly abstract representations and a subsequent ascending decoder portion uses transpose convolutions to unsample these representations to the original dimensions of the image. A key component of the unit design is the use of horizontal skip connections that facilitate the unsampling process by copying features from encoder stages directly to resolution match decoder stages. An alternative method for evaluating features at several scales is to use dilated convolutions, which is also known as ARTRS. Dilated convolutions are convolution operations with expanded kernels that contain spaces between adjacent kernel elements. These kernels allow modeling of larger scale dependencies among pixels without losing resolution. Dilated convolutions are a central component of the DeepLab family of segmentation architectures. MaskRNA, for instance, segmentation. Compared with semantic segmentation, there has been less work on instance segmentation owing to fewer use cases and the increased complexity of the instance segmentation problem. Instance segmentation can be considered as a problem of simultaneous object detection and semantic segmentation. The MaskRNA architecture is a prototypical two-state network for instance segmentation that extends previous work on two-state detection models. As in the detection models, the first stage proposes candidate regions of interest, while the second stage predicts bounding boxes and object classification. MaskRCA as a branch to the second stage that predicts a binary mask for the region of interest for each object category by using a convolutional architecture based on a fully convolutional network. The detection and mask components of the model are trained jointly to produce instance segmentation tasks. Generative architectures. GANs have rapidly evolved with a broad range of computer vision applications. Typically, a GAN consists of two distinct networks. A generator, which aims to learn to create fake images that appear to fit into the distribution of training samples, and a discriminator, dedicated to distinguishing samples from the training set or from the generator. In the original vanilla GAN, random noise is transformed by the generators and submitted to the discriminator. Training alternates between the discriminator and generator, with both networks improving to a point where ideally the generator produces realistic images. Conditional GANs, or cGANs, use actual input information, for example, labels or data from other modalities, to force structure on how the generator produces images. CycleGANs use images as input to translate them from one domain to another, such as T2-weighted MR images into T1-weighted MR images. In medical imaging, GANs have been applied to classic tasks such as detection, classification, and segmentation, as well as to image reconstruction, synthesis, and registration. GANs have also been used for data augmentation to increase the training data size.